Reverend Sullivan can drive me. I need some time to think. You're sure you don't want to talk? I'm sure. I'll call you later, okay? If that's what you really want. Wendy paused, then added, with a note of venom that penetrated even through the oak door. Robert's a jerk, you know. I might as well tell you I've always thought he was. Nina didn't answer. She sat at the dressing table, her head in her hands, wanting to cry, but unable to squeeze out a single tear. She heard Wendy's footsteps fade away, then heard only the silence of the empty church. Still, no tears would come. She couldn't think about Robert right now. Instead, her mind seemed to focus stubbornly on the practical aspects of a canceled wedding. The catered reception and all that uneaten food. The gifts she had to return. The non-refundable airline tickets to St. John Island. Maybe she should go on that honeymoon anyway and forget Dr. Robert Bledsoe. She'd go by herself. Just her and her bikini. Out of this whole heartbreaking affair, at least she'd come out with a tan. Slowly, she raised her head and once again looked at her reflection in the mirror. Not such a beautiful bride after all, she thought. Her lipstick was smeared and her chignon was coming apart. She was turning into a wreck. With sudden rage, she reached up and yanked off the veil. Hairpins flew in every direction, releasing a rebellious tumble of black hair. To hell with the veil. She tossed it in the trash can. She snatched up her bouquet of white lilies and pink sweetheart roses and slam dunked it into the trash can as well. That felt good. Her anger was like some new and potent fuel flooding her veins. It propelled her to her feet. She walked out of the church dressing room, the train of her gown dragging behind her, and entered the nave. The pews were deserted. Garlands of white carnations draped the aisles, and the altar was adorned with airy sprays of pink roses and baby's breath. The stage had been beautifully set for a wedding that would never take place. But the lovely results of the florist's hard work were scarcely noticed by Nina as she strode past the altar and started up the aisle. Her attention was focused straight ahead on the front door. On escape. Even the concerned voice of Reverend Sullivan calling to her didn't slow her down. She walked past all the floral reminders of the day's fiasco and pushed through the double doors. There, on the church steps, she halted. The July sunshine glared in her eyes, and she was suddenly, painfully aware of how conspicuous she must be. A lone woman in a wedding gown, trying to wave down a taxi. Only then, as she stood trapped in the brightness of afternoon, did she feel the first sting of tears. Oh no. Lord, no. She was going to break down and cry right here on the steps, in full view of every damn car driving past on Forest Avenue. Nina. Nina, dear. She turned. Reverend Sullivan was standing on the step above her, a look of worry on his kind face. Is there anything I can do? Anything at all? He asked. If you'd like, we could go inside and talk. Miserably, she shook her head. I want to get away from here. Please, I just want to get away. Of course. Gently, he took her arm. I'll drive you home. Reverend Sullivan led her down the steps and around the side of the building to the staff parking lot. She gathered up her train, which by now was soiled from all that dragging, and climbed into his car. There she sat with all the satin piled high on her lap. Reverend Sullivan slid in behind the wheel. The heat was stifling inside the car, but he didn't start the engine. Instead, they sat for a moment in awkward silence. I know it's hard to understand.